Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and you didn't have to do any shopping. I mean, I hate to be a Scrooge right at the top of the show of this hour, but, oh, there's just something that takes the holiday spirit out of me when you're driving around and it is nothing but cars everywhere you go because people are frantically doing the Christmas shopping thing. I don't know. Of course they're doing the Christmas shopping thing. We're almost there. We're into December. And guess what? We're also 30 days from falling off the so-called made-up fiscal cliff. Because it is made up. We know that, right? It's just a term that sounds scary and brutal to make you think that the other guy is the one screwing us up. So, in other words, we got to play the blame game. Who are we going to blame for the fiscal cliff? Whose fault is it? Well, the fault lies in never having a balanced budget. When was the last time we had a balanced budget? We have to go back a ways. Yeah. And that's part of the problem. No balanced budget and getting deeper and deeper in the hole and making excuses for it. Well, excuses are up. We're going to hit $20 trillion if we're not careful. I didn't think that we could hit $16 trillion, but we have. We're beyond $16 trillion in the hole. Ooh. I think that would make anybody who is the Secretary of the Treasury nervous. Tiny Tim Geithner doesn't seem nervous at all, though. He just comes up with another plan. Or also Bernanke at the Federal Reserve talking about, oh, what are we going to do with interest rates? And I know people think he is a soothsayer, but I don't agree. We are jumping like lemmings off this fiscal cliff, but we didn't put ourselves in this position in the first place. And, I don't know, pushing the propaganda of a thing called a cliff is a great way to get people to buy into where we are, the death and destruction of our finances and your well-being and my well-being and how did we end up here in the, in the first place? So naturally this week with the 30-day ticker on, tick, 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 time ticking away, we'll be talking about what the real fiscal cliff is and what the real problems are. Each and every show, I'll go through what we're being told and what I think can be done here. This catastrophe that we're going to plunge into on January 1st, 2013, this catastrophe, if we do not do something, right? And what if Congress created this mess in the first place, right? So haven't we been here before? Remember when we were going to run out of money and that something had to be done and we were going to default on our debts for the first time in history? And, bah, 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 and then, geez, at the last minute, there was a maneuver and that changed everything because we lifted the debt ceiling, so we keep on racking up the debts. And actually, and if you go back in history, there have been several times where we have defaulted before. Several times when we have. Including, if you go back to the 30s, when FDR said, okay, the dollar's being converted to gold. We're suspending that, and we're, you know, basically defaulting on our obligations because we didn't push through with that. And we could look back in history at what's happened with the Fed, what's happened with Treasury, and what's happened in the past in the defaulting category. And now we're being sold this, unless Congress borrows more money, then we're going to have to cut spending. We're going to have to cover off expenses with taxes. That means we got to pay those taxes rather than doing it with debt. So what about correcting the economy and actually coming up with a plan where we had a balanced budget or something close to it, something close to it? I'm going to offer solutions all this week, and if you have any, you can too. Send them to me at americatonight.net or give me a call during any of the shows, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Over the weekend, the biggest buzz, though, wasn't all this nonsense about the fiscal cliff and what's happening with the finances and who's minding the store and all of that. It was sadly over the death, part of it, over the death of a Kansas City player who was part of the Chiefs organization for 4 years, Jovan Belcher, who murdered his 22-year-old girlfriend and then took the gun, went to the Chiefs organization, to Arrowhead, to the practice area, way in the parking lot, had thanked his GM, who he was close to, Scott Pioli, and his coach, Romeo Crennel, and then turned the gun on himself and shot himself as they, stood out there and watched and couldn't do anything about it. Crennel talked about it afterwards, just how devastating this loss has been for him, just how awful it is. Take a listen.
I thought that was the best thing for us to do. Because that's what we do. We're football players, football coaches, and we play and coach on Sunday. And so that's why I wanted to play the game. After talking with the captains, they also felt like it was best that we play. If for no other reason, it takes our mind off our misery. Knowing that it's not over today, it still will go on tomorrow, the next day, and the next day. Life is going to go on as well, and we have to work through it. And so that's what we're going to try to do. It wasn't a pretty sight, and so I'm choosing not to talk about it. It was a total team victory today. I'm proud of the guys in that locker room, proud of the coaches, proud of the organization, you know, for having to deal with what we had to deal with and be able to pull through it and show some character. We were fortunate that the outcome was a victory, and we appreciate that. But even if the outcome had turned out the other way, just being able to go out and play the game that we know and play the game that we love and take our minds off of our problems for a little bit, I thought was helpful.
Yeah, and the victory 27-21 over the Panthers ends an 8-game losing streak, but I don't think it was about that. I think it was about the fact that they played and maybe were able to release some of that emotion because of what had happened right there at Arrowhead. And Belcher lived not very far away, so he jumped in a car, had sped over to the stadium, and then, as I described, turned the gun on himself. And Crennel and, you know, Scott Pioli watched in the parking lot just in utter shock and disbelief and didn't see any signs of it and really couldn't do anything to stop it. It just brings up domestic violence and red flags and seeing things in people. And I think it's going to be a little bit of time for the Chiefs organization and those two men to get over this horrible thing. Stay with us. More to come on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,730.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,773.27, $886.64 for a half ounce, or $443.32 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,773.27, $886.64, and $443.32.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Like sitting ducks for the cliff nonsense. Whatever happens with the talks, the White House is waiting on the Republicans. It's all fuzzy, crazy math. Oh, let's see what Tim Geithner has to say. We're going to stretch it out for you, and we're going to talk about it this week in terms of what really should be done. I've done a little research on this and kind of formulated what I consider to be an alternative. And we'll see if you buy my alternative, or perhaps you have a better way of solving this continuing crisis that we find ourselves in. I know that we can no longer think that there's no limit. It's like an infinity pool. We'll just keep pushing it until we're, I don't know, what, $25 trillion in debt? Anybody behind, the next generation and the generation following, they're going to really feel the effects if something isn't done as far as chipping away at that deficit. That has to be obvious to everybody, because you can only bury your head in the sand for so long until, you know, you get completely buried, your whole body is buried, and you're suffocating. And we're getting to that point where we can't do that anymore, because we're not going to be able to make that up. There's no magical, you know, potion. There's no magic wand, I guess is a better way to say that we can wave over this. We can't, You know, we can't do that. All right, speaking of cash, this is kind of an interesting thing here. I'm wondering, because this will also affect all of us, how you feel about coins for $1 and versus the $1 paper money. The Congress is actually looking at doing away with the $1 bill. So we'd have a $1 coin instead. And the auditors are saying they would do away with the bills entirely. That's it. And they would replace them totally with dollar coins, and we'd save $4.4 billion over the next 30 years by having these $1 coins. Now, I didn't realize this, but vending machine people like that because they say it doesn't jam the machines. When there's a thing called the speed line, and it's the train that runs between New Jersey and Philadelphia, and they have those $1, you know, the Susan B. Anthony coins that they had, they would spit those out, and that's what you would get when you put in paper money. So they stored, what's happened is most of them were stored by the Federal Reserve, and production was suspended about a year ago. You know, they produced, what, the presidential $1 coins. The Mint produced like 2 billion of them or some such crazy number. So now they're talking about the Mint is actually doing a report for Congress showing how the metal content, the changes of the coin, could save even more money. So this would be a huge change if we did it. The last time we did something like this was 50 years ago when the Mint removed silver from the dimes and quarters to reduce its content to half-dollar coins. Now they're looking at some new changes because of the rising prices for copper and nickel. And this is one of the things that they're talking about doing, having these dollar coins. Ooh, that would be a huge change. But other places have it. Canada, our friends to the north, use it. They've got the dollar coins. So you'd be carrying a bunch of coins around in your pockets or in your suits or, you know, whatever. And the other thing is we just have to get used to it, distinguishing the $1 coin from the other quarters that you might have in that you're carrying around, like you actually using the right thing. I don't know. What do you think? Using a $1 coin versus the paper. Hey, if it saves money, I'm for it. So I'll have to carry around some kind of a change thing. Because I don't really like change, actually. You know how you drop change all over the place? It gets in between the couch stuff and whatnot. I don't really like carrying around change, but if we're going to save that much money, I can learn to do it. If it's going to save some money for us and we're not going to keep sliding in the wrong direction, then clearly it's something to take a look at. Let's put it that way. It would absolutely be worth it. You got to think about that, right? When they start to say billions, or they are starting to say that, hey, here's one thing we can do, and if you add it up over time, this is how much it'll mean to our reality. And the reality is we need more money. How do we get more money? And we got to look at what we're using for our money, and that would be one of the answers, certainly. For sure. Do you think we're in a recession or not? This goes to the money thing. I got an email from Todd who says, Kate, you know, they keep talking about the fact that we'll be plunged into a recession if we go off the cliff. Aren't we already in a recession now? Aren't people in some states really feeling a massive pull in the wrong direction, if you know what I'm saying? Aren't people looking for jobs? Don't they have higher unemployment rates in places like Michigan? I don't know. I'm confused. Are we in recovery or recession? You know, it's a great question, because we are in a recession in a lot of places, Michigan still being one of them. Nevada, remember that was, you know, one of the heavily played states as to what was going to happen there in the election. Mississippi, Illinois, Illinois, they're taxing the people to death. as Rick in Illinois, when he calls up, he'll attest to that. New Mexico has struggled lately. So, you know, the economic fates and fortunes of some of the people in the country are worse than in other places. But certainly, as much as we want to get this, we get this picture that, oh, we must be thriving. I mean, after all, did you see how much money was made over Black Friday, over that weekend, and what happened on Cyber Monday, how much money was spent? I think I'm shocked by that, I guess, in a sense. But I think people want to feel better, and so they want to spend money, and they are doing their shopping on those days because that's the official start of the eating and shopping season. But I still think that there are people that are juggling jobs, juggling two jobs, three jobs, four jobs. I mean, seriously, when I say four jobs, I'm not kidding. I've met people where, yes, it's one full-time job, one half of a full-time job, and then two other jobs, but that's a lot of work to be doing. So I think there are definitely people that are feeling as though they are in a recession. And trust me, if we continue to go down the path that we're going down, more people will start to feel that way. There's got to be more jobs. There has to be more opportunity. There has to be more ways to retrain people to fit these manufacturing needs in this country. There has to be more push for Made in America and in all the nooks and crannies, not just in the big cities, but in the big cities people are struggling too. So there may be more opportunity, but it doesn't mean the opportunity is the right opportunity. It doesn't mean that it's an opportunity that's a living wage, because that's the other thing. How many people are underemployed? That's always the misnomer. How many people are underemployed versus people who are stringing jobs together versus people who are unemployed? Hey, a quick reminder, later this week, don't forget we have Nail the Score. Nobody won last week. Our Nail the Score game was Green Bay and the Vikings. Green Bay won 23-14. Nobody had that score. You may be a winner the next time out. Remember, it's our Wednesday into Thursday morning show in our third segment. And all you have to do is, once the computer picks the game of the week, tell us who you think will win and what the final score will be. We're kicking the can to the next side.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, lots of you emailed me over the last 2 days. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. How about this one from Jake in Austin? KDD, what'd you think of the Taliban suicide bombers attacking a U.S.-Afghan airbase in Afghanistan over the weekend? What do you think? I thought it's terrible. 5 Afghans were killed. They had a ton of explosives that detonated at the gate. Then there was a gun battle. It went on for about 2 hours or so. You had American helicopters that were firing down on the militants. So imagine that you've got this helicopter hovering. You have the explosives at the gate. And it was the largest attack on the airbase there since February, because remember, they had a suicide car bombing at the gate that triggered an explosion that killed 9 Afghans and 6 of them were civilians. In this case, this is, seems to be what they're trying to do each time here at the front. They had 2 cars packed with explosives, from what I've read, from what I understand, and it happened at 6 in the morning. So, you know, you're kind of, the base is waking up, if you want to say that. I mean, it's manned all the time, but still, it's when it's a slower time. So you had a 4-wheel drive that blew up, and then that's when the shooting and all the other stuff started, and then you had another explosion and another car that was triggered from somewhere, and it was craziness that ensued, and right away those helicopters scrambled, which was good. But now it's a question of what can they do to combat these situations, multiple suicide bombers. And, you know, nobody actually hit the perimeter, so that's the good news. But think about this. 2014, we're out of there. That's it. Boom. Whatever the case is, the Afghan security forces and the people in Afghanistan, I mean, this is the last hurrah for us to have a serious footprint in that country. meaning the second we swing over to 2013, 1 year, and then we're done. We're making plans for the pullout. And so where does this country go in the end? And, you know, we're talking about Taliban suicide bombers, and they're patrolling and looking for them. But I think the people who have a high illiteracy rate will go back to the hand that feeds them, which is the Taliban. And not to predict doom and gloom, but I'd say what looms ahead doesn't look very great, really, for the people in Afghanistan after we spent 10-plus years there, unfortunately. So my optimism is fading, let's say, in that direction. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Kicker, who says, Kate, I am so sick of hearing and talking about anything to do with finances and our government. I think we desperately need some fresh blood in Washington. I don't know that the election solved that in any way. The bottom line is for everybody who dismisses it and says, oh, this is just the political machine and this is what happens. It's time that we all stood up to this political machine and said enough is enough. Why are we still debating something we knew was happening for 2 years? Does that make any sense to you? No, it makes no sense that we have 30 days and now the panic button's been pressed and that's all you hear about the fiscal cliff and Tiny Tim Geithner rolling out the plan and the Speaker of the House saying that they can't be serious. And I mean, this is a fatal collision. That's what it is. It's a fatal collision of ideologues and the same old rhetoric and nonsense that we have heard and that we've talked about on the show. We've had plenty of people on to dissect it. We've talked to economists, and we've looked at this from every single direction. And you're not getting any real compromise. That's the first thing. And the reason you're not getting compromise is because people are doing a little CYA. Want to get elected again? Well, you got to live up to what you're telling your constituents. What are you telling them? No taxes. We will not tax you. What are you telling them about what's happening in Washington? And what are you saying about the deficit? And so the honest truth is you have to take your own economic future in your own hands. You cannot rely on what's going to happen with Social Security, depending on what your age is and if it's going to be there or not. Listen, you have to school yourself in being your own best financial advisor. You have to listen to what your gut tells you, and you can't rely on can't rely on the government. So this dire doom and gloom scenario of what's become almost cartoonish of this cliff, I think of Wile E. Coyote flying over cliff, you know, suddenly you're going to see, is there going to be a massive drop in income? Are you going to have a huge rise in expenses? Well, you have to prepare for your own budget. That's the problem. I mean, it's not the problem. That's what it is. Because taxes are going to be all over the board. The spending cuts and what looms and how that's going to affect Americans is, you know, it could be drastic. In some households, it could be drastic. In others, maybe not quite as drastic. But, you know, the bottom line is you have to take control of what's in front of you and not fret every day about what's happening with the cliff and what about the Bush-era tax cuts. And because, you know, here's the thing. How many people, I mean, here it is in a nutshell. How many people, when the tax cuts expire, which they were only supposed to be temporary, but then you get used to something. And so when Bush was there and they put the tax cuts in, giving people a break and saying that this would be a way to jumpstart the economy because people would also spend the extra money, well, then you just, it's just a little bit in your check, and it just becomes something you get used to. Now, what happens in your family if you pull out $2,000, if you pull out $4,000? Do you feel the $4,000 over the course of a year pullout of what was in that check before? And I think you do. I think you do feel that. Because how much gas is that? How much is that at grocery stores? What does that equate to in your life? But we have to solve the crisis of the deficit. So we cannot keep spending like a drunken sailor, because that's not working. The government has to shrink. We have to shrink the government because we're out of control. We can't afford it, and our deficit is insane, and we're letting the Chinese hold our deficit because they're bailing us out. I mean, we're going to them to bail us out, and we are leveraging our future on a credit card. You know, some people hear that and they'll say, oh, everyone does that. That's just ridiculous. We'll pay that off. And that's how you get into trouble in the first place. If any of you have ever had a credit card or credit cards, that was the intent. Hey, I'm on the fast track. I'm getting promotions. I'm looking down the lane in the future, and everything's looking pretty good. I'm okay. I'll pay this back. You don't do that. I can tell you in my own life, I probably know five people that have gotten to that situation. Luckily, they all got out of it, but they got into it because they had that attitude of, oh, I'll pay it off. I've got something coming up around the bend, and then it does not happen. All right, let's move on to another one. This one from Rick in Vermont. Hey, America Tonight and Ms. Delaney. I don't know if you saw this or not. I love when everybody says, prefaces it with, I don't know if you saw this or not. And I guess there is a lot going on, but I think you are a college football fan. I'm not quite sure about that. I thought I heard you talk about doing a show one time with college football. My alma mater, Notre Dame, in the big game. It's a shocker. Let me tell you, it's almost enough to send you into a heart attack position. But taking on Alabama, what do you think happens? Well, I know a bunch of people that are pretty elated. The same thing about Notre Dame. Alabama, it's the same old, but the hype is on for what could be a pretty big game, at least from the point of view of people watching it. You think of the alums and the Irish, 12-0. Alabama, meeting Alabama. And like I said, for the Crimson Tide, they're looking to become the first team to win back-to-back BCS titles and never count out Nick Saban. But this is... boy, this is big for Notre Dame, and we have a long time to talk about what's going to happen between these two teams. And the reason why is because bowl season has just started, and ultimately what happens is we end up in January with this final bowl. So we'll probably do a nail the score for the national title game, which is January 7th. And I'll tell you what my score is then, what I think is going to happen. I do think a lot of people are going to watch it, and I do give Notre Dame a chance to be in this. But it is shocking, and there are a lot of people excited, because at the beginning of the season, I don't know, they would have predicted Notre Dame to be vying for the national title. All right, here's another quick one for you. This one from John, who says, hey, did you see the fact that John McAfee is still a fugitive? There is some irony in this, isn't it? Okay, if you haven't heard the story, McAfee, you know, the McAfee on your computer, that whole thing, the security firm McAfee that John McAfee started. Well, he was arrested, I think, in Mexico somewhere, or at the border of Mexico and somewhere else. He was running from police in Belize, who wanted to question him about the death of his neighbor, who was shot a few days after getting into an argument with McAfee. Yeah, he's been on the lam. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For the Jets, down 3-0 to the Cardinals at the 1-yard line. McElroy, play action, rolling to his right, at the 5, flips it, end zone, wide open, Cumberland, touchdown! The first touchdown pass of Greg McElroy's career gives the Jets the lead.
Rivers waits for the shotgun snap, he has the football, he drops back to throw, fires toward the end zone, intercepted, picked off in the end zone, Reggie Nelson has it, coffin nail!
Yesterday again, three-step drop.
Freeman hit as he throws. Pass intercepted. Bob Miller inside the 20, the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Denver.
They hand off to Spiller. He can't move to the outside. Look at it go. Turns it on. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Jay Spiller. And the route is on.
Job in the shotgun. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Penalty marker down. Titans were offside. Throw outside to G. He's got it at the 40, the 30, the 20.
This will be 54 from the right hash mark to win for St. Louis. And there's the snap. Ball down. Kick by Zerline is on the way. And the kick is good. And the St. Louis Rams win in overtime.
Single back offense. Toss goes to starts around the right hand. Henderson to the play. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. James starts 22 yards.
Going on the blitz off the edge. They run the middle, and they caught him from behind near the 50. The ball came out. Cowboys have it. Claiborne running out of outside. 30, 20, 10. Mo Claiborne. Touchdown.
Russell Wilson throws. Sidney Rice. Game over.
Colts. Fourth down from the Lions. 4-2. Detroit hanging on to a 5-point lead. Luck takes back. Running right. Looking for somewhere to go. Goes underneath. Has Avery end zone touchdown.
In the books, we have a Monday night game, but did anyone nail the score? Our nail the score game was Green Bay and the Vikings. Green Bay Of course, winning that one 23-14, nobody had that score. Anybody who picked the Packers picked a much higher prediction or called in with a higher prediction or sent me something. Jason in Fargo was convinced that Matt was right. He thought the Vikings would win 24-21. Matt thought the Vikings would win 30-24. A lot of people picked the Vikings. I picked the Packers.
That game.
You did. I picked the Packers 28-24. But, hey, Green Bay wins in the end. But I agree with you. The Vikings really should have had that. What happened to your quarterback?
We need to scrap our quarterback situation and get a new one. I mean, I was watching it with a couple buddies, and we were joking that they should have just brought Troy Aikman down from the booth, and they would have won that game. They would have.
Right, right.
Our
it was crazy.
I don't know what our coaches are thinking. First of all, Ponder is just not the answer at quarterback forever for the franchise. But how do you not pull him at halftime or even in the third quarter and put in Joe Webb, the backup, and give your team a chance to win? I just don't understand it. It's bad coaching. It's bad quarterback play. It's frustrating. It's like, it reminds me of watching, and I can't remember, somebody brought this up previously, but it reminds me of watching Barry Sanders in his prime on all those Lions teams that never had a chance.
They were crappy.
Because there was nobody around him to help. And that's what this Vikings team is. It's Percy Harvin and it's Adrian Peterson. We got some good defensive players, but there's no quarterback play. There's no wide receivers. There's nothing. And with Percy Harvin out this week, there's really nothing there. But,
yeah.
I mean, we need something. I don't know. I haven't looked at who the free agent quarterbacks are next year or who the top draft picks be. Geno Smith, I know, is out there. But we got to do something because this team is in serious trouble at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I think you need a veteran, somebody at least with a couple of years. But who that is, I don't know. That could change.
Look at San Francisco. They have Alex Smith riding the bench right now. If Alex Smith is on the Vikings, we win that game 100%.
Yeah. Well, almost any quarterback in the league. If Michael Vick with a concussion, you win that game.
Exactly.
So it was bad. Hang around for a second, Matt, because I want to ask you a question. A couple of other highlights, though, from the NFL. Tony Romo sets a touchdown mark for the franchise. The Cowboys beat the Fleagles. My Eagles are brutal, 38-33, although the young quarterback is fun to watch and shows some massive promise. I think they need to dump Andy Reid as the coach. The Pats clinched the AFC East. They beat Miami 23-16. So they win a lot of games, the Pats do, but they're not world-beating anybody in the score department for the most part. They've had a few blowouts. The Steelers, I think, really stunned Baltimore 23-20. They pulled that out at the end. Andrew Luck and the Colts beat the Lions 35-33. A big story people are talking about is the Chiefs beating the Panthers because it was so somber, the mood at Arrowhead Stadium. The Chiefs on Saturday had Javon Belcher's coming terrible murder-suicide deal where he murdered his girlfriend, then went to Arrowhead, and the coach and the general manager of Kansas City saw Belcher shoot himself and ultimately die. They decided to go ahead and play the game. People are talking about whether that was a mistake to let that happen. A lot of people are confused by what's going on with what happened with Jovan Belcher because he, by all portraits, was a hard-working young guy who had been on the team for 4 years, but apparently had some domestic problems with his girlfriend. They were arguing, had split up, and then gotten back together again. So I think the conversation probably with the Chiefs continues. The Chiefs pulled out just their second win. They addressed the crowd. They had a moment of silence, and they talked about setting up a fund for the little girl that was part of that relationship that was only 3 months old. Her name is Zoe. And express grief for all the people involved in this thing. And it's just a real, real shocker, to say the least. The thing I was going to ask Matt about is the fact that here we are in December and no NHL. So what I understand is a lot of the players are getting bored. They're doing their own workouts and that kind of stuff. And they're even having little pickup games in outdoor arenas. I was reading a story the other day about the Tampa Bay Lightning center James Neal, and they were talking about or no, it was Steve Donnie and James Neal were out there, and they were talking about the fact that they were trying to get anyone they could to be part of this outdoor rink that they were hitting to practice because, you know, it looks like the NHL season is completely wiped out. There's no progress in the talks whatsoever, and, you know, there's no – they're looking for a fix. They're looking to either go to Europe or to play these pickup games or to do whatever they can because there's nothing happening with the NHL, and it doesn't look as though we're going to see any hockey anytime soon. Are you going through withdrawals?
I definitely am, and I notice it during the week especially because there's no football, you know, Monday through Friday. And, you know, college basketball can kind of fill a void a little bit, but not really. Not for me, not in the NHL. And it's upsetting. And, you know, being from Minnesota, there's a lot of hockey guys around here, and so my friends and I definitely, I mean, we talk about it, you know, probably like on a weekly basis about how there's no hockey, and it's just, it's pretty bad. And, you know, people that aren't in, like, hockey regions, I guess, probably are just going on living their lives. But for those of us that are hockey fans, it's pretty terrible right now. And it's just sad because this is the, I think, third or fourth lockout in the last 20 years. And it's the only sport that seems to have lockouts like this, and you just need to get... I blame most of it on Gary Bettman and the owners not being able to come together because the players are conceding some things and trying to get down to a 50-50 revenue split and help out the owners. And it's a lot of this is Gary Bettman's fault for expanding in the South and not having, you know, proper revenues come through.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And to just cancel the whole season and realizing what a battle it is to get other people who aren't hockey fans but have some interest in hockey, you are killing their enthusiasm. So like I said, the story that I read was about, it actually was about Gary Roberts having this backyard rink, and he invited Steven Stamkos, who is the Tampa Lightning center, and he got a bunch of other guys out there, Steve Downey, James Neal, also David Clarkson, I think, was part of that group, and we're hearing more of these stories because they're looking for places to play, whether it's in Europe or it's these pickup games I'm talking about, and it's affecting the economies in some cities, too. Like, my cousin works at a place called Chicken and Pete's in Philadelphia, and there's no Flyers. So that whole Flyer crowd coming in to watch games or coming in after the games, it's completely dead. And in that town, who cares about the Sixers and who cares about the Eagles? So the economy has tanked around the stadium.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.